It's another edition of A Local Legend, brought to you by Petawawa Toyota here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, our guest on the phone right now, just simply because he's too busy to do anything otherwise, like come into the studio, is Richard Brazzo, who is a longtime employee of over 25 years to Purolator here locally, and he's been serving the community for so long. So, Richard, thank you so much for joining us today. And, you know, what's it feel like to be under the headline of Local Legend?
I have lots of words for it, to be honest with you. I never thought anybody would nominate me for that. And I don't know what to say about it. I'm very grateful for it, sure.
26 years at one company, that's quite the milestone, and I know you've done a lot of great things with Purolator over the years, you know, supporting the community and things like that. Being at a company for so long and at one job for so long is kind of like a lost art, I guess you could say. What would be, you know, one thing that would kind of keep you around?
Well, I started this job when I was literally a kid, 22 years old, so for me, you know, the pension benefits, you know, I raised all my family on this job. So, I'm in for the long haul now. I literally got hopefully, if everything goes to plan, about 8 years left.
Okay. What are some of the more, I guess, perks of the job? You know, every day might be different, or if there's, you know, something you look forward to every day?
It definitely is different every day. You go to different places, you see different scenery, you know. I'm doing a rural route now, so every once in a while I get an address I never went to before, and then it's literally like opening a Christmas present, because you don't know what's on the other end of this trail, or, you know, what's going to be there. Like, every day is a new adventure.
Do you have any advice for those who, you know, might be, you know, kind of at that 10-year mark in a job, but maybe, you know, looking for something new, but, you know, technically it would be smart for them to stay? Would you happen to have any advice for them to, you know, maybe stick it out a little bit?
Well, I think, you know, once you get to the 10-year mark, you pretty much know whether or not you're going to stay or not at any job. You know, the money, the pay here is extremely well for a small community. So there's not a whole lot of jobs in this area that pay as well as Purolator does. So I would say stay and wait for that pension at the end of it, because not a lot of jobs have pensions anymore.
No, very true, very true. What are maybe some of the challenges you face day in and day out?
I think, dogs can be a challenge, and the weather. Weather's very, you know, you don't know what you're getting from day to day, and, you know, you could have a 0-degree day when it's raining, and next thing you know, you're in a snowstorm. So that would be a big challenge for anybody, I believe.
That's fair. I know you've been a really big supporter of Purolator and, you know, supporting the community, especially during the Santa Claus parade when you were collecting donations for the food bank and things like that. Is that something you kind of take pride in?
Absolutely. I honestly am very proud to be a Purolator employee. You know, there was some bumps in the road a while back, but it's over with now, so I'm more or less just looking toward the future and retirement.
What are your retirement plans, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm hoping to retire in about 8 years. It'll give me 35 years in. You know, I don't know what the economy is going to be like then, so it's kind of too far ahead to look. But I would definitely love to retire before 60 and, you know, spend time with my wife.
Well, very, 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 very fair. That's pretty much really all the questions I have there, Richard. Was there anything else in particular you wanted to mention?
No, I think that that's pretty good. But I'm honestly just so surprised with this, you know, a legend. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I feel like I qualify for that, but I really do appreciate that.
That is Richard Brazzo, this week's a Petawawa Toyota local legend here on MyFM.